Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Little Donovan bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out. Lots of stuff there that we provide for you for free and update every day. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon for free. And also, we have a poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think, so I hope you'll check that out, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Adam Boyden is our guest, B-O-Y-D-E-N, if you're Googling him. He's the president of conduit.com, and they're the folks who make tools to help you and I take our, you and me take our businesses from where we are to where we're to skate to where the puck is going. And that puck, by the way, is customers. And they got their eye on another reality than maybe you have, and I think one of those realities, Adam, is mobile. I've been telling my audience to make sure that if you're a small business owner, you must have a smartphone so you can start using the kind of capability that your customers are using and realize that this is not going to go away. This people are going to want more of this, aren't they?
Absolutely. The trend is definitely in only one direction, and with the introduction of more and more Android devices out there, which are lower price points often than the iPhone. This is where it's going. Consumers want to be able to grab the internet with them and put it in their pocket.
Right, and I do. I mean, I'm doing it myself. And so if you're not using a smartphone, and if you're not using some apps just to see how sexy they are, and how compelling they are, then you're not really paying attention to what your customers are saying. You don't really understand what they mean when they tell you without actually saying it this way. They're telling you without saying it, follow me home, aren't they, Adam?
Absolutely. It's follow me home, and it's also, I can take you, the small business, with me wherever I am.
Right. Right.
That's the key.
So you guys started out building browser apps.
That's right.
Which I think is genius. I've got one. I use it. You helped us develop our browser app, and I think it's important, but I do think that you're smart to round out your portfolio with a mobile app. Tell us about it.
Yeah, our philosophy is that we're around to try and help publishers and small businesses develop better constant connections with their consumers, and we've extended the platform so that now small businesses can develop in just a few minutes their own smartphone apps for the iPhone, the Android, Windows Phone 7, BlackBerry, and Nokia devices, and Symbian.
And cross-platform, that's great.
Exactly. So, the reality is that your customers are using multiple devices out there. They're not just using Android or they're not just using iPhone. And the last thing small businesses want to do is employ a whole bunch of developers to go and build apps for each of those platforms. And Conduit has basically built a system which takes all that nightmare away.
One of the problems we've got with mobile is Apple doesn't work and play well with others. I have an iPad and I love it, but it doesn't play well with others because Apple doesn't like Flash. It's mad at Flash.
Right.
You know how the sniper was mad at the cans of the movie The Jerk? Well, for some reason, Apple is mad at Flash.
Yeah.
And a lot of applications, awfully handy applications that we know and love, are delivered by Flash. And so
yes.
So how do you reconcile those two things in your platform?
So with us, basically at this stage, we have taken the simplistic approach, which is usually the best thing in order to get stuff going, is to do what Apple has done and ignore Flash for the moment. Instead, what we've done is we've adopted a lot of the HTML5 technologies.
Oh, yeah.
New stuff coming through, which effectively replicates what Flash does.
So your platform devices is based on HTML5?
Well, it can use all sorts of different things, but we enable a small business or a publisher to leverage that type of technology.
Folks, we're getting into the weeds just a little bit, but you're going to be hearing HTML5 more and more about that. So I don't mind mentioning it. I'm glad Adam brought it up. We're getting into the little weeds a little bit when I talk about Flash and the war between. Adobe and Apple, but you're going to be hearing more about that. One of the reasons you need to know about this is you're going to be making some choices, aren't they, Adam?
Absolutely.
You need to know what capability you want and make sure you buy the devices that give you that capability.
Exactly. And you know, the thing is also to think about is that this is just going to get more and more confusing with time. It's such a big market and such a big opportunity, more companies are going to bring in competitive devices.
Right.
So, you know, HP's now got the WebOS devices that they're introducing soon.
Is that going to be
going to add to the confusion?
How is that going to add to confusion?
It means now that small business has got to face the idea of actually building apps in different languages for 6 or 7 different platforms now.
But your plan solves that, doesn't it?
Our plan solves that.
And that's why they see we only deal with the smartest people in the world, folks. We don't take these people who haven't got it figured out. And that's the reason Adam's part of our brain trust. Adam, give us your website, please.
So it's at www.conduit.com.
And C-O-N-D-U-I-T.
If you're interested in the mobile, just click the mobile button.
Yeah, just check that out. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about how this works. After these messages, Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.